Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Right Minded Gains, the common sense approach to health and fitness. I hope everyone's weekend was well, was great. Mine was pretty good. Went to this rally yesterday. That was cool. That was interesting. And I also smashed legs yesterday in the morning. That was fucking awesome. Haven't done that in a while. It's been several weeks since I've been able to go really hard on legs. Just, you know, I don't, thank God, over the past 6 years, I've never had any real injuries, but it's very, very normal and very common, especially if you're doing this for a long time, to have little tweaks here and there, you know, like a little ache, a little pain, nothing too serious, and I've been having some of that over the past several weeks, you know, these tiny little minor injuries, nothing that really set me back hard or anything like that, but, you know, these tiny things that made me That kind of made me force myself to not go hard, to kind of let my body recover and rest, because at this point in the game, I know how my body feels, I know how my body responds to things, and I know when it's telling me to kind of step back and take a chill a bit. So that's what I've been doing the past few weeks. Maybe about a month and a half ago, I was fucking crushing my quads with one of my buddies, Andrew. I know he listens to this. Shout out to you. And after that sesh, I felt a tweak in my knee, so I had to calm it down for a few weeks from that. And then just about a couple weeks ago, I started feeling this slight irritation in my foot, so I went to the doctor, got it checked out. Thank God all is well, just some slight inflammation, probably due to certain shoes that I wear and things of that nature, but whatever, that's not important. But I knew it was time to kind of step back and let my body recover a bit, so it's been several weeks since I really went hard, and yesterday, whew, I fucked my legs up yesterday, and it feels great. I love going hard on leg day. It's so much fun to me, even though at the time it's painful and miserable and you're sweating and you can't fucking breathe after all the reps and all the sets. I don't know, it just feels great. I feel so accomplished when I attack, especially, I don't know why, it's especially when I attack my legs versus any other body part. I just feel much more accomplished because it's such a large muscle, and when I feel that crazy pump, when I see my numbers are going up or my reps are going up, or just something is somewhat progressing, if I see more striation or something like that in my legs, I know I'm making that slight progress, and it fucking amps me up. I don't know, I just have this weird thing when it comes to leg training. It's so much fun to me. Even though it's so painful and so miserable, it's so much fun. Anyways, that's not what we're talking about today. Today I want to talk about excuses and why they don't really matter. It doesn't fucking matter what the excuse is. A good excuse is still an excuse. So why do I say this? Well, we all have excuses on why we can't work out, or why we can't get our diet into check, or why we can't do this, or why we can't focus, or whatever, blah, blah, blah. It's because of this, that, and the other thing, you know? And while some of these excuses may be great excuses, that doesn't make them not an excuse. So what I mean by all this is we have to stop thinking of reasons to do it and reasons to force ourselves and everything and try not to make these excuses. We have to get onto that level where it's no longer about the motivation and about not making excuses. It's about discipline. It's about that discipline. It's about that consistency. Because, you know, all the excuses in the world, even if you're on that level where, regardless of your excuse, whatever happens in your life that will potentially set you back, you always know that you're still on the right path. You know, it boggles my mind, the kind of excuses that I hear all the time, you know, and then I see people in the gym that literally have all the excuse in the world not to be there, but they are. A few people come in mind very particular, especially this one guy that I see at my job quite often. these two brothers come in, older gentlemen, if I had to guess, probably in their, like, 50s or something like that. 50s, maybe. Almost 60, somewhere, whatever. One of them is in a wheelchair. Now, like, I'm talking fucking, he can't walk at all. Like his spiel, his thing, he comes in with his brother very, very regularly for years at this point. They fucking go in. I'm talking, like, they train harder than a lot of guys that I fucking know on their upper body. Especially because he, like I said, literally can't move. He's in a wheelchair. But when he finishes with that, what really, really gets to me, like, and it's in a great way. It doesn't make me upset or anything. It inspires me more than I can even explain. They set his wheelchair to the side, and they bring these special crutches that he uses, these special kind of things that, they, like, there's, like, one of those slots that you put your arm into, and then you hold on to it, so it's, like, really sturdy on your body or whatever. And he takes these, like little walking laps around the gym to get his legs a little more mobile and some blood flow. And, you know, his brother's standing behind him with the wheelchair in case he needs to sit down or if, like, he falls, you know, there's always someone around. But watching that, it just fucking, like, when I see that, I think to myself, how the fuck can anyone have an excuse not to be here? And then someone like this guy is in here. Or there's many other examples I can think of. I see a lot of people that have severe, you can tell by looking at them and speaking with them, severe, severe mental issues who, let's put it simply, they wouldn't be able to be part of, you know, the normal life like everyone else. Like, they're not part of the normal society because they're so severely damaged mentally. You can see by the way they speak and how they act, it's not that they're not all there, they're like not even halfway there. And, you know, it's very unfortunate, but they're still fucking here, working out, moving their body. They're still, like, you know, putting in that work and not making an excuse. Oh, I have this sickness, oh, I have that, oh, I'm in a wheelchair, I guess I can't go work out. What? No, they're fucking here, working their asses off, when there are thousands and millions of other people that are completely able-bodied, have no actual excuse that's worth listening to, yet they're sitting at home, they're obese, they're depressed, they wonder why they're depressed, probably because they're obese and just sitting at home not moving around, as well as many other things, I'm sure, but that's definitely a huge, huge factor of it. You know, if you're not moving around, if you're just sedentary all the time, not going out, not getting blood flow throughout your body, not being active, it'll take a huge, huge toll on your mindset as well. People don't realize that. And that's why I hate when people make excuses. It just pisses me off. A good excuse is still an excuse. So what are other examples of good excuses? So we have this guy who's in a wheelchair and these other people that are mentally ill, mentally incapable of really surviving on their own, yet they're still here. So they have great excuses, yet they still get after it. So what are other examples of a good excuse? What you know, the normal person would consider to be a good excuse on why you couldn't get to the gym or why you couldn't, you know, have some sort of regimen, routine in your life. Well, let's say you're on your way to the gym and your car breaks down. Well, that would fucking suck. Or you get into a car accident. I hope you're okay. But that would fucking suck and you can't get to the gym. Fine. Does that mean you give up on your entire routine? No. Why? I mean, do you have a floor next to your bed? Great. Do some yoga. Do some meditation. You know, go for a walk outside if it's not snowing out, you know, go for a bike ride if it's not raining out, go do something, fuck, do exactly what I'm doing right now. I'm literally in my car talking shit to you guys. If that won't help you get your mind more active, go do that, go start a podcast, go just sit in your car and meditate, you know, I mean, there are ways of being active that don't mean just going to the gym and lifting weights. You can be on your program, you can be doing your regimen, you can get on your shit even if you're not, you know, attacking your body every single day. Training there's so much more to training than simply lifting weights and eating steamed broccoli, you know? There's so much more to it. There's the actual physical training aspect where, you know, you do go to the gym, or you do go to the park, or you do do a home workout with resistance bands or whatever, you know? But then there's that recovery. Recovery is also training. You know, do that yoga, do that meditation, do those stretches in your basement or next to your bed. You know, just try to exercise your mind as well as your body. Don't just think, oh, well, you know, I got into a car accident today, or, oh, my car broke down, or, oh, I have a crazy schedule at work. I guess my routine doesn't really matter. I'm not gonna, that's it. Cleaning my hands of it. No routine today. Okay, fuck it. No. There's always a way to do something. There's always a way you can do something that can help improve you. Shit, there are plenty of days where I don't do training, where I don't go to the gym, I don't meditate, I don't do shit. But I'm also at a certain point now. I've been doing this for so many years, I know how my body responds to things. I know that if I take that one day of the week to pretty much do zero, like literally nothing except for lying down and really letting my body rest and recover, I know that that works for me at this point. I know that I'm fine with that. But not everyone knows that. Not everyone knows their body like that yet. So you have to take the time to learn what you respond best to, how your body reacts to what type of training. And you can't allow, you know, the daily bullshit of life to get in the way and to allow yourself to make excuses on why you can't get something done, or why you aren't on a routine, or anything of that nature. You know, it's actually a great example. I was saying earlier about how I fucking smashed my legs yesterday, and how for the past several weeks I haven't been able to. Well, because of these minor injuries, you know, I could have easily made the excuse on the day that I was supposed to go train legs, well, I guess I'm not going to do shit today. I didn't make that excuse. Not even close. I still went into the gym. I did a little bit of yoga. I did some meditation. I did a little bit of very lightweight training just to get blood flow throughout my body. And then I called it a day. And I did that several times throughout the past few weeks just to make sure that I didn't fall off my regimen. If I get injured and I just stop everything, cold turkey, then the likelihood of me getting back onto it with that type of intensity that I'd want to be on is slim to none. I'd have to take it super slow and get my mind back into it, get my body back into it. So that's why I try my best to never, ever stop. Totally. You never stop cold turkey. Even about maybe 3 years ago at this point, I had my pacemaker replaced. And yes, I do have a pacemaker, in case whoever is listening to this didn't know that. And if you don't know what a pacemaker is, it's pretty much a metal box that is connected to my heart that makes it essentially beat. Without this metal box, I'm not talking to you right now. Anyways, that's a whole other story. I had to get it replaced. After several years, the battery goes out, and you have to do this minor surgery to take it out, replace it, right? So I had to do that a few years ago. And that literally put me out of commission for a few weeks. Like, most movement was, if not painful, pretty uncomfortable. You know, being that the pacemaker where I have it, it's right near my ribs, so the area that they had to cut was, you know, like dead center of my body, so every bit of movement I would feel. I didn't stop cold turkey my training. I didn't stop my regimen. I didn't tell myself, well, now it's time to stop it all. Now I can't do it. Fuck that. You know, I obviously took extreme caution, and I listened to my doctors when they told me don't lift, you know, heavy weights or anything like that for several weeks. Let your body heal. Of course, I listened to them, but that doesn't mean I stopped. I still went to the gym fucking at least 5 times a week, and I did what I was able to. I went nice and slow. I lifted light weights. I went for that pump. You know, I didn't try to go in with any type of mindset of, you know, hitting a PR or anything of that nature, obviously. In case you don't know what a PR is, that's a personal record when you're, you know, lifting weights and you're trying to get stronger. You usually have these goals that you set, which are like PRs, you know, personal records. But anyways, when I was recovering, I didn't go fucking ham all in like it was, you know, my last time ever training. No, I knew that I was slowly recovering and I had to stay on plan if I wanted to continue my progress. So I stayed on plan to the very best of my ability. I still went to the gym. I still lifted some light weights. I still did my cardio. I still took my walks. I still rode my bike if I was able to. I still did all these things. I still, you know, paid attention to my diet. I didn't allow what could have been an excellent excuse stop me from pursuing my progress. And that's why I come back to this. Why I think excuses are total bullshit in general. Because a bad excuse is obviously a bad excuse. You know, oh, I just didn't feel like it. Oh, you know, I wanted to go out and chill instead. Oh, I wanted to go for a drink. We all know that's a fucking bad excuse. If you are literally sacrificing your regimen, your health, your longevity, your actual life, if you're sacrificing your life just so you can go out and get a couple extra drinks, or spend an extra few minutes at the bar, or spend an extra few minutes on the video games, or whatever it may be, then that's obviously a bad excuse, and that's fucking stupid, and you should stop that. Then you have good excuses. What would be considered a good excuse? You know, life gets in the way. Life happens. We all know, we all go through life. Sometimes it can be a fucking bitch, and sometimes you just gotta fucking deal with it. That doesn't mean you give up. That means you push harder. When life comes at you and makes it difficult for you, that's a challenge that you need to overcome. That's a challenge that you need to, you know, take a step back, think about what the challenges are, think about what you need to do to get through it, to what you need to do to accomplish your goals even through these challenges, and then just fucking attack it like you never attacked it before. If, you know, if God forbid, you know, life really gets in the way, you lose a loved one or something like that, or you get very sick, or someone in your family gets very sick, you know, you obviously have to do everything you can to support them as well, and support yourself if it's you. But that doesn't mean just give up on everything that will help you get to the best version of yourself. That doesn't mean just stop cold turkey. That means, you know, assess the situation and figure out, you know, okay, so maybe this week, because I have to go and visit so-and-so or whatever, I can't make it to the gym. Well, I still have a floor right next to my bed. I guess I'm going to be doing yoga 6 days this week. I guess I'm going to be doing meditation 5 times this week. I guess I'm still going to be really focused on my diet, especially because I'm not training with weights. You know, you have to make these, you might have to make these tweaks in your regimen, in your routine, to fit the circumstances of life sometimes. Sometimes life will throw you that curveball, and that doesn't mean you should just let it hit you in the fucking face. Smack that shit out of the fucking park. Don't allow it to hit you in the face. You know? Don't allow these life curveballs to discourage you from pursuing that greatness, from getting after your goal. If you have a goal to get healthy, to live longer, to be stronger, then fucking get after it. It doesn't matter what life throws at you. It does not matter. You can always do something. You can always make the right choice on what you put on your plate and what you put in your mouth. You can always do a few minutes of yoga or a few minutes of meditation or a few minutes of just, you know, mental clarity. Just sit in your, fuck it, sit in your car, no music, no lights, no nothing. Just kind of chill and just relax. Let your brain take a breather. That's training too. That's you know, relaxing your mind. We're all so stressed and there's so much information coming at us all at once. It's good to just take a fucking breath and relax a little bit and focus on what's actually important, on getting healthy, on helping others get healthy, on that longevity aspect. Not just the goal for tomorrow, it's the goal for next year. 2 years from now, 3 years from now, 10 years from now, you want to still be pursuing those goals of health, longevity, and the best version of you. And we should all strive for that. We should all push everyone around us for that. If you have people around you that are always making excuses and are always negative, then there's one of a few things you should do. One, get them out of your fucking life because you don't need that shit around you. You are who you hang around with. I forgot the exact saying, but it's something along the line, you're the product of the five people you're around the most. I think that's the saying, something along those lines, which is totally true though. You know, if you have someone that's always around making an excuse on why they can't improve, always blaming someone else, always, you know, is always negative about things, then either talk them up and make them change their fucking attitude, or tell them to get the fuck out of your life, because you don't need that shit near you. You need to be on your path to greatness. You need to be on your path to health and longevity, regardless of what the people around you say, whether it's a friend or a family member. If it's a family member, unfortunately, you can't, you know, just kick them out of your family, but you can tell them to fuck off and stop being such a fucking bitch and stop complaining all the time. You know, you can do that. Words work if you use them correctly, you know. Anyways, let's stop with the excuses, guys. It's a new year. It's a new year, it's a new you, it's a new me. We're all gonna make great progress this year. Last year I made amazing progress, and I can't wait to see what kind of progress I'll make this year. And I say the same thing for each and every one of you that are listening to this. Fucking get after it and stop allowing excuses to deter you from getting your shit together. Stop allowing the daily bullshit of life to get in your way. You can make small changes every day, regardless of what's going on. You can make these small, slight choices, these small decisions. And trust me, it might not seem like a lot at first, these tiny choices, these small, slight decisions to get to the gym or to eat that better food or to do a little meditation or to get more sleep, to get more water in you, you know. These small choices day by day, they add up a lot over time. And trust me, in a month, in 2 months, in 6 months, in a year, fuck, in 5 years from now, if you make these tiny changes every day, every week, every month, I mean, I don't want to say you're going to be a different person because we all are who we are, but you'll be a hell of a lot better off. You'll be a far more improved version of yourself. You'll see life in a different way. And I hope all of you can do that. Anyways, I hope you have a good week. That's it for me today. Peace.